To talk with Phil Hendry on Coast to Coast PM from west of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, 1-800-449-8686. And to talk to Phil here in the studio or to talk to yourself, dial 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show on the Premier Radio Networks.
Guy that's on there.
Yeah, that's the guy. Hold on for a minute, Lloyd. This is Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Yes, that is the guy that did the announcing on the Art Bell Show.
So what's he doing? He's on your show now?
No, that was just something he did for us. Now, I don't know what his name is, though.
What is his name?
I don't know. Very nice man, though, who cut those liners for us. But his name will be lost forever, unless we find out. But he's a nice guy, and he cut those things for us.
All right, because I used to hear him all the time there on the Art Bell Show.
Yes. So what we want to do here is we are celebrating D-Day. On the line with us is Lloyd Bonifay. He's you're a Korean War veteran?
Well, you know, I am a Korean War veteran. I have a next-door neighbor, Dan Steelworth, who was at Omaha Beach.
Your next-door neighbor was at Omaha Beach?
Yes. And he was at Dog Green Sector, June 6, 1944. And I'll tell you, those boys, they saw a lot of bad things, and I certainly respect that. But as a Korean War veteran, I want everybody to recognize our contributions, too.
And well, people do recognize your contributions, okay? But today is D-Day, or the anniversary of D-Day, right?
Today is the anniversary of D-Day, but these D-Day boys, they're constantly talking about them and the things that they do. I was talking with Dan, and he said he was with the Rangers, and I said to him, where were you? And he said that he was at Dog Green Sector, Omaha Beach, June 6, 1944.
That was D-Day.
That was D-Day, yes, sir.
And he was with the Rangers, so that was one of the first assaulting units, right?
All right, yes. But the point that I made, I said to him then that...
You were talking with him?
Yes, sir. And I said to him, well, I was with the United States Navy off of Puchang, Korea, laying mines, 1950-1952, and he said to me, these words that they burned in my stomach. He said to me, "We can't all be heroes." And Mister, let me tell you something that really, really just made my blood boil. For him to say something like that.
Well, wait. Today being D-Day Day, you know, everybody's thinking about D-Day, so they're all thinking about the D-Day guys. They're not really thinking about the Korean War guys, okay?
Well, these D-Day boys try to lord it all over everybody else, that if it wasn't for them, the whole world owes them their freedom. And it was...
Well, it was a major, major event and a major, major battle.
We did some stuff in Korea, too, sir.
Yes, I know that you did. You did a lot of stuff.
And a lot of people like to condescend, you know, to us.
No, but I know that you guys did some stuff over there.
We did some, and I did not... I'll tell you, I didn't sleep a wink last night.
Well, what was the problem? You're talking to a next-door neighbor who's a D-Day veteran who you said that you were with the...
I told him I was with the Navy in Korea, and he said, "We can't all be heroes." Oh, man, that really pissed me off.
Okay, let's see if we can talk about this.
But you see, I got to let some steam off because I'm speaking on behalf. The D-Day boys, they did a lot of good stuff. But the Korean boys, they did a lot of good stuff, too. And so now what am I supposed to go? I'm supposed to go, oh, well, excuse me, Mr. the D-Day guy? I will tell you, it really, really cranked me a little bit, and I got angry, and I got frustrated, and I went home, and I talked to, you know, I just sat down with myself.
Well, why, if you're angry at this guy who's been a neighbor for how long?
Oh, Dan moved in with his wife about 4 or 5 years ago, you know. And
were you aware of the fact that he was a war veteran, a D-Day veteran?
I yes, sir. I knew that he was a D-Day, yeah. And
but you guys hadn't really talked about it.
Well, he knew that I was with the Navy, and I said that I was in Korea. But this is the first time that he slapped every Korean War veteran across the face.
I don't think it's that bad. I mean, all he said was, well, we can't all be heroes, meaning you can't...
Yeah. You can't all be heroes, meaning the Korean War guys were a bunch of candy pantses, and they couldn't probably get it up with a troop ship full of quim. And I would...
Okay, look, the guy said to you, we can't all be heroes, meaning he was referencing his action there... Many years ago, 55 years ago, on the beach at Omaha Beach in Normandy, not to comment on.
Look, Mr. Henry.
Let me just say, not to comment on your overall manhood. Why don't you tell him if you're angry at this guy, and he's a next door neighbor, right?
Yeah, he lives next door.
Okay, he's a next door neighbor. Why don't you go to the guy and say to him that you were really hurt, you know, by what he said, and.
All right, Dr. Laura. Okay.
All right. Look, man.
What do you think I am? You want me to call up Dr. Brown? Dr. Brown? Is this Dr. Brown?
Who's Dr. Brown?
You know that Brown. There's the Laura, and there's that Brown abroad.
Dr. Joy Brown.
Yeah. Is that what we're doing now?
Look it, sir. All I'm saying is what you can do is at least tell him that you were hurt.
Well, and then why don't I, after I say that I was hurt, bring some pastries and a couple of the cappuccino deals that you guys drink? Because I'll tell you this.
There's nothing wrong with telling a guy that you're hurt by something, because it's either that or you let it eats you up inside. You see what I'm saying? 1-800. Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Henry Show. With a guy, a Korean War vet, who apparently is he got a demonstration? Is going to demonstrate something for us. He's having a D-Day demonstration at his house in Alhambra. He is a Korean War veteran. He's got a next-door neighbor who was at D-Day in 1944. And this neighbor said to him, well, you were in Korea in the Navy, we can't all be heroes, meaning, or at least this caller of ours, Lloyd, takes that to mean that the Korean War guys weren't all that, as opposed to the dudes that were at Omaha Beach. 1-800-449-8686. I want to get this gentleman on the line here. Did you say you have a demonstration you were talking to Mike about?
Mr. Henry, I want to demonstrate to this guy, Dan Steelworth, who's my next-door neighbor, that if he thinks that that I'm not tough enough, or if there's any inkling at all that Korean War veterans aren't tough enough, that I'm going to demonstrate to him that we are, and that...
I don't think anything in the guy's comment indicated that he didn't think you were tough.
I got to do something to let off this steam and prove to you that I'm just as tough as Dan Steelworth.
Dan Steelworth. This is the guy who is at Omaha Beach.
That's right. And so I've organized a D-Day celebration today to honor Dan Steelworth, but also to show that Korean War veterans are just as tough, and the D-Day boys don't have to lord it over us like they think their stuff doesn't smell. Now, the first thing that I'm going to do is we've got out here, and I'm at my...
You're at your home right now, Lloyd?
We're at my home now. My wife has got some, a barbecue going, and we've got a couple of the neighbors over today, and I'm going to demonstrate by pulling my car out in front of my house. And,
is Dan Steelworth there?
Oh yeah, he's here.
Is he in the group of people?
No, he's on his front porch.
So you can see him looking at you.
Oh, I see him. Yeah.
Okay, so he wants to see you pull your car. What?
Look. The point being that even after Korea, I'm tough enough to use this to pull my car.
How are you going to do that?
I've got a harness of leather and metal, and I've got the car in neutral. But it's on a slight incline uphill. I will pull it 2 to 3 yards uphill in front of Dan Steelworth's house. I'll park it in front of his... God, am I angry. But I will pull it, and I'll park it in front of his house.
All right, Lloyd Bonafide with us here from his home in Alhambra. You're going to pull your car with a harness of leather and metal.
That is correct.
How far?
I'm going to pull it in front of Dan Steelworth's house.
And Dan Steelworth is the D-Day veteran.
That's right, and I can see him looking at me now. Hold on.
I'd hold on for a minute. Hey, Lloyd?
Yeah, Dan, you're going to see this, I'll tell you that. Well, you'll see it. What I want to do, Phil, is demonstrate that I'm just as tough, and he can't, you know, make a comment like that. I was very hurt by it.
You don't want to say to him that you're hurt?
No, sir, I'm not. This isn't, I'm not doing the touchy-feely Dr. Laura show.
All right, hold on. Are you going to pull the car when we come back?
Yes, whatever you want to, I said to your producer.
All right, hold on for a minute. This is a goofy thing. You know, some shows get real guests, and I got an old man who's going to pull his car in front of his house to prove how tough he is, a Korean War veteran. Apparently, his next-door neighbor, and we found out about this guy. His name is Daniel Steelworth. He was an Army captain at Omaha, 1944, and they were talking out in front of their houses a couple of days ago, and Steelworth mentioned his time at Omaha Beach there in the Army, and Mr. Bonafide mentioned that he'd been in Korea laying mines with the United States Navy. And that's when the guy said, we can't all be heroes. That made this guy mad enough to put on some demonstration now to show how tough he is. He's going to pull a car up a hill and park it in front of Captain Steelworth's house. And we'll see what happens. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We come back. Mr. Bonafide is going to pull his car, which is, I understand, is a brand new, it's a Chrysler Town Car, up an incline. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. Talking with a Korean War veteran named Lloyd Bonafide. He is at his home in Alhambra, hurt by the fact that your next-door neighbor, a D-Day veteran, dissed you and said that Korean War vets weren't heroes, right?
Yeah, I'm hurt. You keep using the word hurt, Mr. Hendry. I'm pissed off. And
I understand that. I guess I'm a little touchy-feely. I use the word hurt.
Well, you could use what you want, but that's the way that these D-Day boys want it. They want everybody else to be listening to the Dr. Schlesinger show, and I don't. And I'm about proving to him that I'm just as tough.
All right, but it may be a semantical problem when he says we can't all be heroes. Doesn't necessarily mean he's disrespecting you. Here is Skodak Landing on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Yes, sir.
I'm 36 years old, and I was in Lebanon, and I was in the Persian Gulf with the Marines. And there's too damn few veterans left for these two old guys to go sniping at each other. One of them did his bit in World War II, and the other one kept 200
right.
or 20 million Koreans free, and now they're one of the greatest democracies in the world.
That's my point, Mr. Bonafide.
Look, there's nothing wrong with that, okay? I don't disagree with what you're saying, but you should have seen the look in this guy's eye when he said, well, we can't all be heroes. You know what that's saying? It's saying, I'm a hero, and you're not. These D-Day boys love to let everybody know how great they were. I'm going to pull a car and show them that I'm just as tough as he is.
Hey, listen, don't go pulling the car. You're going to hurt yourself.
No,
okay?
I'm going to pull a car. You know, you be all as smart ass you want. I'll pull a car.
I'm not being a smart ass. I respect what you did in the Korean War, and I respect what he did on D-Day. Okay?
What are you going to do by pulling a car?
Prove to this guy, Steelway, there he is on his porch. Prove to this guy that I'm every bit as tough as him, and I'm 69 years of age, and I'll pull a Lincoln Town Car right up in front of his house.
And pull a shoulder out or something, or get a hernia.
So, in other words, you two guys, you want to do the same thing that everybody does. He's old, he's going to get hurt. Is that it?
No, I'm not saying that to be disrespectful, sir. okay? I'm just saying that. Let him feel the way he does, okay? There's too few veterans
right.
left.
That's such a good point. The World War II veterans are dying at 2,000 a day.
Not enough for my taste.
Well, that was an unnecessary comment.
What?
That was a completely unnecessary thing to say, not enough for my taste.
Well, let me tell you this. They can die at less, as long as they get this guy Steelworth.
Just because you don't get along with your neighbor, don't make it out to be a Korean World War II fight. Okay?
I'm going to pull a car, and that's all there is to it.
Well, you have fun. Have a good day.
Yeah, have a good day pulling your car.
I hope you don't hurt yourself.
And Mr. Henry said, have a good day pulling your car. As if I'm pulling something else. Is that it?
I didn't say anything.
As if I'm pulling something else. Isn't that what you're referring to?
God bless you, sir. Don't pull your car.
You know what he's saying. So what am I pulling now?
You're pulling your car.
Oh, you know something, Henry. And
I got you on my show, okay? You ought to be thankful enough for that. Here is San Bernardino on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
Yes, sir. This is another Marine veteran. Is that right, sir?
Yeah, you know, I didn't do any time in combat or anything. But, you know, I don't think the guy was trying to disparage all Korean War veterans. I think he was trying to just say that, you know, not everyone has the opportunity to be a hero. And to me, Lane Pines off the coast there, the guy got a warm meal every night. It wasn't, you know, I'm sure.
There you go. Now, so in other words, I had it real easy.
You sure did. I tell you, I sure did. That guy, you were at the frozen chosen like he did at, you know, on D-Day.
You Marine
not that you
boys,
had a warm bed and a warm meal every night.
Do I need to remind you Marine boys that you wouldn't be going anywhere to fight if it wasn't for the United States Navy?
That's right. Yeah. You're real nice taxi drivers, and we really appreciate it to let us go do some real fighting.
You know?
I think you're just a big whiner.
I'm not
every night.
Yeah, and listen to how the vulgarity comes out of your mouth.
Oh,
young
man,
I fought in Korea so that.
That's right.
So that
and you had a nice warm bed every night, and you had a nice hot meal every night.
I'm going to pull
know,
a car.
Talk about the guys in Korea. You know, and all you're proving with pulling the car is maybe that you're still strong, but you're also proving that you're stupid.
Yeah, that's all that it does is it proves that you're.
What'd you call me?
Stupid. You're ridiculous. You're a whiner.
You know something?
You know, they don't respect me enough.
Dan Steelworth is sitting there with all of his high and mighty D-Day.
Look, the guy on the phone here is making a point. D-Day was a moment in history that Dan Steelworth and a bunch of other guys got themselves thrown into. I'm sure that if they had a choice, they probably would rather it not have been as big a fight as it was. I mean, it's not a thing that we choose. History chooses us, okay?
Oh, man, will you listen to this Dr. Laura bullcrap?
What are you talking about? But, you know, it's like, Lay in Mines off the coast, not hitting beach at Normandy.
You could have been at Normandy, and Dan Steelworth could have been laying mines off the coast, okay?
Well, Dan Steelworth thinks he's all that. And this guy on the phone, you got no place to talk. You never saw no action.
No, I didn't, but I don't snivel about the guys that do. You know? No, I'm not a hero. I never had the opportunity. If there would have been some war while I was in, I'd have gone and done my duty. I was in a support position. I probably wouldn't have been a hero.
Exactly. And you know what? Like I said, history chooses us. We don't...
Yeah, I heard your Dr. Tony Grant line.
You're really funny, man.
Well, I would ask...
You're a whiner, man.
Now, wait a
Stop
second.
It.
I want to ask you a question. You heard when Henry said, why did I go pull my car? That sounded like pull my thing, didn't it?
No.
Oh, come on. Both of you guys.
You're just looking for an excuse to whine.
You're looking for to get into somebody's face. Thank you very much for your call, sir. 1-800-449-8686. So what are we going to do here, Mike? Is this guy going to pull his car? Get on the phone with him and tell him that this radio station, we are not liable for any injury he sustains. This old man, Lloyd Bonafide, is going to pull his car to prove that a Korean War vet's just as tough as a D-Day vet. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Lloyd? Lloyd?
Yes, sir.
Hold on for a minute. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Lloyd, you are 69 years of age. You got your feelings hurt because your next-door neighbor, Captain Steelworth, and...
I did not know he was a captain.
Yes, he was a captain of the United States Army because he was at D-Day, he was at Omaha Beach, and he said to you, we can't all be heroes because of your Korean War service. You want to pull a car.
And I'm not going to hold your radio station liable for any injury, okay? Because I'm not going to be injured because I'm every bit as tough as Steelworth, and he can kiss my bright red Rosie on Main Street at high noon if he thinks that he's going to humiliate a generation of fighting men, the Korean War veteran, slap them directly across their faces, and then sit up on his front porch like he's doing right now and having a tuna fish sandwich, because he could kiss my bright red Rosie on Main Street. And I have never...
I don't think he is disrespecting...
Excuse me, sir. I have never heard another veteran do that to another veteran.
All right, I got to take a phone call here. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Cross City on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Yeah. Oh, well, I just had a comment for the gentleman there with the that's getting ready to pull the car.
Yeah.
Go ahead and pull the car and get it over with, because it doesn't prove a darn thing, right? And and there are Korean, there are a lot of Korean veterans.
Are you a veteran, sir?
I'm 69 years of age, and I was flying missions at night in an unarmed aircraft over North Korea.
Are you a Korean War veteran, sir?
Yes, I am a Korean War veteran.
God bless you.
And I don't think I'm any more or any less a hero than the next door neighbor. I don't see where he really was. You could just walk away from that and say, hey, you know, maybe he wasn't a hero.
Yeah, there you go. See, that's what I'm... See, this guy disrespected...
Maybe he wasn't a hero and maybe you were, but why do something stupid like go out there and pull that car? That's not going to do anything.
Because Steelworth, along with all these other D-Day boys, want to lord it over us like they saw...
Oh, they don't want to lord it over us. I've got a whole bunch of friends that are D-Day boys, and I haven't had one of them yet to lord it over me.
Well, how come Steelworth's... Yeah. And he's sitting up on his front porch now.
Hey, that's one person, stupid.
Yeah.
That's
stupid.
One person out of...
You know, Mr. Bonafide, you can't even get a fellow Korean War vet to stick up for you.
I'm stupid. Is that it? Yeah, ha, ha, ha. Let me tell you, see if you laugh at this. Let me ask you if you laugh at this one. Steelworth's up on his front porch right now eating a tuna fish sandwich, laughing his rear end off.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would be right there with him, too, if I was there.
You'd be? All right, that does it.
You know, okay, that's all I want to say.
Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pray for you while I'm pulling this car.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll pray for you while you're pulling that car.
You're
okay?
Going to pull that car.
And let me ask you one more question before you go.
Yeah.
Because I've been having to deal with this now for the last 45 minutes. Every time I say pull the car, Henry thinks it's real funny. And you know what he's thinking.
Yeah.
He's thinking I'm pulling my putt, isn't he?
I think it's funny, too, frankly. I think it's
well,
dumb.
Well, that's a fine how do you do.
I think it's dumb.
Well, that's not the same thing as yanking my thing, is it?
Well, it might be.
Are you going to pull your car?
There, did you hear that? Are you going to pull your car?
Yeah, are you going to pull your car?
So you think I'm yanking my thing?
I just wanted to get my 2 cents in. I'm gone now. Thanks,
sir, thank you very much, sir, for your call.
Okay.
All right, sir. Lloyd, are you there? Okay, come on, man.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, you're going to pull the car.
Yes, sir, I am.
Hold the line. I want to take another phone call, then we'll have you pull your car, okay?
And, Mr. Henry, if you don't respect Korean War veterans, please do not use the terminology that you're using. And
You're pulling a car, okay? I'm not trying to say that you're yanking your thing, all right? I'm just saying you're the guy with the car you're going to pull, not me.
Hey, please do not disrespect Korean War veterans, sir.
I'm not disrespecting anybody, sir. Let me take the phone call. San Diego on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Hi.
How are you doing? I'd like to talk to this guy.
Yes, sir.
I went in the Navy in 1949.
All right.
And
yeah.
I didn't have anything in front of me that these guys had when they landed at D-Day.
Well, but...
I delivered newspapers, and I covered the whole thing while it was happening. And
were you one of those Stars and Stripes boys?
Pardon me?
Were you one of the Stars and Stripes boys?
Oh, no. I was in the Navy.
Oh, yes, sir.
And I taught water survival and land survival. And these guys really had it rough. They were against unsurmountable odds.
We were up against the Koreans at Puchang, dropping bombs in the water.
I was 4 years in the Navy during the Korean thing. I was extended a year.
Right.
And I served my time proudly with my uniform. And
well,
I
me
wish
too.
You would have done the same thing.
Sir, I served the United States Navy proudly.
Yes, but not proudly.
Well, I certainly did.
And if you
wouldn't
pull
be...
your car, I hope you get a double hernia.
There you go. See, you just said pull your car as if I'm pulling my wiener.
That's got nothing to do with it.
Well, sir, I fought for my country the same way you did. I love America.
Well, I do, too. Not so proud anymore.
Well, hold on for a minute, because I'm ready to go here, Phil, and I'd like this fellow vet to be with me. I have my cell phone with me.
You're gonna pull this car.
Oh, I don't want to hear that.
Please have respect for me. Don't say it like that.
How am I supposed to say...
I have no respect for you, period.
I'm a fellow Korean War veteran.
So am I, but I used to be proud until I heard what you had to say today.
Hey, Steelworth, watch this, because it's going to be right in front of your house.
I'm so glad you took my call.
Huh? It's going to right be in front of your house, Steelworth.
I appreciate you taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Here we go.
Okay, how far did you move it?
How far did I move it, Timmy? Timmy Timmerson's here from down the street. He's got a 7-Eleven deal that he's drinking. How far did I pull it?
2 feet.
2 feet, he says.
He got his purple heart. Thank God.
And, oh, God. You know what? I got to tell you something, buddy. My groin doesn't feel too good.
Well, I was hoping so.
You were hoping I'd injure my groin.
Yes, and get a purple heart.
Steelworth. What do you think of that, Steelworth?
What a pussy.
Did you hear what he just called me?
Yes.
And do you agree with it?
Yes.
We do agree with it, yes.
Very much so.
He called you a pussy. Oh.
Oh, man, I'm going to come after that.
I'm so glad I made this call.
All right, I got a problem now because I crapped my pants.
Well.
God, what an embarrassing guy. I mean,
I love my country, Mr.
Yeah, you love your country. Go clean yourself up.
Yeah, how can a sailor walk around with dirty drawers?
How can a sailor walk around having just crapped his pants after pulling his car? Okay, pal. Thanks for your call, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And have a beautiful day. So what we got now is, what has he got? He crapped his pants? He crapped his pants. He pulled it 2 feet. I thought he said he would pull that. And let me just get on the phone with him here now. Are you there, Lloyd?
Yes, sir, I am. And, you know, you can have a good laugh at my expense, but I love my country very deeply. And I am certainly, you know, if you want to laugh at me...
We're not laughing at our country, and don't...
And I will tell you that my testicles do hurt. And
you might have strained them or something, okay? So now your next stop's going to have to be to a doctor. Let me just take a couple of people and hang on. Santa Monica, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello, Phil.
Yes, how are you, sir?
Very good. Listen, hello, Lloyd.
Yes, sir.
Listen, take a break from tugging your Toyota for a second.
Yeah,
just
see, there you
that.
Go again with your masturbatory comments.
Okay.
And
Lloyd,
the United States Navy.
Yes, sir, and I'm you should be proud of it. Lloyd, listen to me. Everybody from a support soldier right up to the battlefield warrior is equally important. I want you to listen to this.
All right.
For lack of a nail... A war was lost.
Right.
Now listen to me.
Yeah.
For lack of a nail, a shoe was lost.
Uh-huh.
For lack of a shoe, a horse was lost.
Yeah.
For lack of a horse, a soldier was lost.
I got you.
For lack of a soldier, a platoon was lost.
Roger.
For lack of a platoon, a battalion was lost.
That's affirmative.
For lack of a battalion, an army was lost. For lack of an army, a battle was lost. And for lack of that battle, a war was lost. For lack of one nail, a war was lost. You are that nail, Lloyd. Now quit hurting yourself on that car.
And that was a bunch of Dr. Laura. That's a bunch of Dr. Laura baloney.
Well, touchy-feely's good. Leave Laura alone.
Touchy-feely's good. Leave Laura alone.
You need to get in touch with your with a softer, gentler side. The Korean War is over,
you
guy.
You know something, my man? You get in touch with your softer, gentler side.
Well,
because I got it hanging.
I'm sure you do.
All right. Thank you very much for that, sir. 1-800-449.
I ate corn.
What?
I ate corn last night, and there it is. All right. So.
Yeah.
But you know something? I would gladly crap my pants for my country. And that,
well, good. You've just done that.
No, sir, I have not just done
it. You did it. As far as I'm concerned, you're through. Hey, Timmy, how far did I pull the car? 2 feet. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And the guys at WINZ in Miami sent me a bottle of port wine. And this is a very nice gift. Beautiful 20-year-old bottle of port and a note that said, even if Neil doesn't like you anymore, we do. And that's okay, because sooner or later, Neil winds up hating everybody. It's only a matter of time before you get on Neil's, you know, bad side. You get on his list. So he winds up disliking everybody and everything eventually, including himself, most probably. In fact, he's probably hating himself right now, sitting down there in Miami without even, I mean, not even hair one or ball one to go out into the world and to stake his claim like I have done, in which he is so ever so resentful of. But anyway... And the fact that he called my house 2 summers ago, probably wanting me to give him a hand with syndicating his show. You know what, pal? I'm done with you, too. How about that? You let Norm give you a hand with all of that stuff. You just rely on all those guys you can bellyache about. Don't fire them. Don't get anybody better. Just rely on the same old guys and bellyache about how your life is and your show and everything else. You're not being treated in the manner to which you're accustomed, King Neil. You're getting a little tired, too, pal. As a matter of fact, you're getting a lot tired. You want to know something else? You guys might want to report this one to him. My show's funnier than yours now. There was a while there when you had it, but guess what? You don't anymore. I do. I got it. Anyway, thanks for the port wine. 20 years old. The only problem with port wine is I've always associated it with winos. And so it's going to be a little tough going home and popping a cork on this thing and drinking straight from the bottle. Haven't you? Mike, seriously, in all those years that you were sucking down that port, didn't you feel like wrap it in a brown paper bag? And no, seriously, port wine, that's one of the bad, I don't know, one of the bad deals that happened with port wine. It's got like a bad, got a bad reputation because a lot of winos could buy this stuff for like 29 cents a bottle or whatever. And the really good stuff is made in Portugal. You want to take a look at the bottle, Greg? The real good stuff is made in Portugal. And here's how you drink port wine. Seriously, you get a block of English Stilton cheese. You get a cigar, and you get yourself a glass of port wine. Smoke your cigar, take a little, couple little bites of that Stilton cheese. You drink that port wine. It's quite a great thing. I got a couple of friends, like they live and die and breathe that stuff morning, noon, and night. It's real sweet. It's kind of almost like a dessert wine, but it's pretty nice. If you can get into the thing, but the problem is... It got, like I said, a bad rep because kids were loading it up with lemon juice and they were drinking it on prom night and, you know, crawling over the monorail track and getting smashed. I mean, literally. And then there was the other cheap-ass wine, Tokay. You ever heard of that? It's a Hungarian wine. The winos up in San Francisco used to sing, "Everything's Gonna Be Okay" with Tokay. 59 cents a bottle, just like Thunderbird. Go out, fortify that stuff, man. You're living large until you start shaking in the morning. And so port, like I said, was one of those wines that never really had the good rep. Now, who was it? We were talking about California wine versus French wine today with Melissa, who used to work for a French movie producer. And the French movie producer, and this is typical of the frogs, over here drinking a bottle of wine at lunch a day. A day. Every day, a bottle of wine. No wonder the guy went back to Paris. Couldn't get any work done. I hate this country. There's nothing I can do here. There is no recognition of my genius. Stop drinking for a day and go out and do something. Get a job. This cat's slugging down a bottle of wine a day. And guess what that bottle of wine a day was? California. Wasn't no French stuff. Now, the French... I don't know. I'm not even going to... Am I going to start getting a discussion of wine 2 days after what happened on Sunday night, not only at my house, but at Mr. Taylor and Mr. Schaefer's home? The consumption of alcohol being well beyond the limits of legality? Thank God none of us were driving, or were we? Were you? I was at home, pal. I'm fine. And Craig was at his house. That leaves you, Schaefer. And I know that Gretchen ain't abstaining. You live close to Craig. You were walking, of course. Tomorrow night, game one, NBA Finals. I don't know anything about basketball except I haven't known anything about basketball since I gave up my Lakers season tickets some 15 years ago. I had them for the 84 and the 85 season. I saw the championship. I saw the parquet floor championship in 85 over the Celtics. Saw a couple of those games. They were fantastic. Saw the Celtics at home here in Los Angeles, the Forum. And then, of course, watched the clinching Game 7 there on TV as they beat them on the parquet floor. So a longtime Laker fan. Although, you know, I've been away from it for a while because the team is here and I wasn't here. Now, they got that one connection to their Showtime days, and that is AC Green. And the green thing on his head, the green little man on his head, whatever he's got parked up there, reminds him to remain celibate. He says it reminds him to remain celibate. All you got to do, man, is walk into a bar with that thing on your head. It'll force you to be celibate. You'll have no choice but to be celibate. Yeah, man, I put that on my head. It reminds me, you know, to be celibate. What do you mean remind you? Walk anywhere with it. Who the hell is going to? Oh, yeah, get him. Did you see what just walked in the door? The guy with the green thing on his head. Yeah, the guy with the green bear on his head. Well, you got to introduce me to him. So does he wear that now? You know what? I think out of dignity, he ought to shelve that thing just for the NBA Finals. Just for the Finals, man. Reminding you to be... So in other words, you get on the bus on your way out of the arena, on your way back to the hotel, and I know what it's like, man, because I was there. Out of dignity, he ought to... Yeah, out of... Thank you. Mike Schaefer says, out of dignity, you ought to get laid. That's out of dignity. Just get laid and get the green thing off your head. Because I was there in Detroit back in 88 when the Lakers played the Pistons, and I remember going to the hotel on the bus and seeing 40 women standing outside that bus waiting for the guys to get off, and I mean looking beautiful. And, you know, a couple of those guys got in some trouble on the road. I don't want to mention any names like James Worthy's, but they did. So these guys were, you know, into a little stuff. So AC Green has to put a green man on his head to remind him to be celibate. That's his little friend. I just think out of dignity, he ought to lay that thing, just keep that thing at home, man. Please do not wear that on national television. Another out of dignity, a guy that ought to stay off TV is Jack Nicholson with that spiked hair. And what's happening to him in his life? That woman he beat up, allegedly, is she suing again? God, I wouldn't want to have his problems. I thought I had problems. Do you hear about that? Some stuff, I don't know. Maybe it's a rumor that I shouldn't be repeating, and I am, and now it's going to be like wildfire. But he looks a little worried about that. And then who are the other people that were sitting with him at the game? Laura Flynn Boyle, was that it? And Lou Adler and Denzel Washington. And I think I saw Angelina Jolie and I saw Diane Cannon. And but you know what? It wasn't the Laker game. Now I remember I was watching a movie. Denzel Washington, Diane Cannon. Bill Murray. Yeah. So it'll be back tomorrow night at midnight. Tomorrow night at midnight it'll be over. Tomorrow night will be the game one, Lakers and Pacers, and everybody thinks it's going to be a four and out. And I think this game is going, well, let me just quote the great R.C. Collins. This game is going eight games. It's going to go the full eight. Now, it's going to go three and out. I don't know. All I know is there's no way I can afford season tickets anymore. Not at that place. I used to be able to, but not anymore. And the only reason why I used to be able to is because I didn't have a wife and I didn't have kids and I didn't spend any money on anything other than sporting events. In other words, I drove the same crappy Chevrolet Blazer for like 12 years. And I walked around in the same shoes with the holes in the bottom and I lived out of a garbage can, but at least I had my season seats to see Showtime. It was beautiful. Phil Hendry Show.